American Journal. We're excited you guys are joining us for our second hour program. A lot going on over here. In case you missed it, we did have Congressman Barry Loudermilk on the program. We grilled him a bit about everything related to the J6 pipe bomber investigation, whether you believe it or not. We did try our very best to get some information from him, and he did. He did give us a little bit of information, so we appreciate him for joining us on that front. We'll be joined in just a few moments by Congressman Andy Ogles as well. Got a lot of questions to ask him because, you know, I reported this sexual assault that took place in Tennessee. It was absolutely horrific when you read through the details. This woman, who apparently was on the steps of a church in Tennessee, well, she was brutally raped and then she later died. Now, this individual who's still apparently being labeled as a suspect was caught by first responders, according to the report. His name is Mohammed Mohammed. He is, in fact, from Somalia, of course. He's brought to the United States, allegedly by Barack Obama, members of his regime. And now this individual is facing these charges. Now, when it comes to how this person was allowed to be living on the streets and was allowed to go out there and sexually assault a woman, there's a lot of people you could blame, specifically the judges, though, who repeatedly allowed this offender to be released, someone who had a very lengthy criminal background. Well, Congressman Ogles actually released the details regarding the judges who have constantly released this guy. He's repeatedly released, allowed to go back out there and commit more crimes, allegedly, of course. Well, now those judges are fired up. They're upset because the congressman has outed them for, well, obviously enabling a very violent person who should not be in the country in the first place. So now they're worried about, get this, their personal safety. Isn't that laughable? If it wasn't such a tragedy, it would be comical. But the reality of it is these people think that they are a protected class, and you and I must fend for ourselves, of course, when they release these criminals back onto the streets. But them, no, they get their own private security. Their lives matter. Yours, not so much. Not so much. There's a reason why these judges continue to give multiple chances for these offenders to commit again and again and again. And now, sadly, a woman has lost her life. Now, again, we're still waiting for the information on that front. But as someone who first saw this story, obviously appears to look like a Somalian, his name is Mohammed Mohammed. Now, as an independent journalist, it's my job to vet to see who these people are. So imagine my efforts to reach out to DHS and say, hey, I got a guy named Mohammed Mohammed. Is he a U.S. citizen? Well, obviously, it took them a very long time to figure it out. In fact, there's multiple people at that jail that he's being held at who have that first and last name, spelling exactly as well. Now, they did later confirm that he was not a U.S. citizen. Surprise, surprise. But we're going to continue to dig into this story. The congressman joining me in just a few moments to talk about that. And it's very important because Republicans are finally speaking out on this issue, and we're thankful for that because we've sat back and we watched what happens throughout Europe as they continue to bring in people from Middle Eastern Islamic countries, third world countries. And sadly, what's happening? Well, women can't go out in the streets anymore. They fear the very worst might happen to them. So thankfully, we have enough time to stop it from happening here in the United States. And Republicans are starting to realize that. So we'll talk about that at greater length in just a bit. In the meantime, though, just want to put this all on your radar. Over at the alexjonesstore.com right now, we have 40% off site-wide. That's right, 40% off site-wide. So head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com. Now's a great time to get those Christmas gifts while you can. There's so many cool souvenirs you could do over there. I got a couple of hoodies for myself. Supplements also 40% off as well. We just launched the creatine gummies. I'm telling you, folks, if you're someone who works out, you got to grab yourself some creatine gummies. I can't stop bragging about this. Women, they don't tell us that we need to take them. You need to take them. I'm telling you, it's a total game changer. You'll notice instantly a boost to your energy. The brain fog will suddenly drift away. And you won't get sore muscles after working out as much. It's definitely something that you should include in your diet. I do about 3 gummies a day. So head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com. Right now, 40% off site-wide, and it's for a limited time over at thealexjonesstore.com.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at theowlshowstore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation to take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theowlshowstore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexshowstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you guys are joining us today. A lot going on over here. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Second hour of the program. We're kicking it off right now with Congressman Andy Ogles joining us in just one moment. I wanted to bring you an update, though. As many of you guys know, we've covered it. I've covered it extensively on my X page. There was a brutal, brutal sexual assault that took place in Tennessee. It was absolutely heartbreaking when you read through the details. So once I saw this story pop up, I reached out to DHS because I wanted to see if this individual who was apparently sexually assaulting a woman outside of a southern Nashville church on the steps of that church, well, she later died. The woman apparently was unconscious. How do we know this? Well, first responders were the ones who were driving past this church at 9:30 p.m., and they noticed what was happening. So the suspect in this case, his name was 30. They say he's 39. These ages, tread lightly on these ages, is a 39-year-old man named Mohammed Mohammed. Now, this individual is the one who is currently being accused of raping this woman outside of a church. Now, again, first responders apparently were the ones there to intervene, but this woman did not survive. Now, again, I reached out to DHS as soon as I saw this story come out. This was back in August, and they did confirm that they do believe that this is not a U.S. citizen. Now, it's a very common name, obviously, so tread lightly on that issue. Unfortunately, even in that jail, there was multiple Mohammed Mohammeds. Now, if you're wondering who this individual is, according to reports, he was brought into the country by, well, obviously, the Obama regime. And he's been living here. He's from Somalia, of course. Surprise, surprise. But how was he able to get back onto our streets repeatedly after having a very lengthy criminal record? Well, multiple judges, of course, Democrats, decided to just continuously release this guy. So he was arrested, release, and none of them really wanted to intervene in any of this. They just kept doing it. Well, these judges don't like being called out when they decide to do stuff like this. They think that you and I should just deal with it, tolerate it. Whenever they want to release a violent criminal back onto the street who has a long history of committing criminal acts, obviously, good luck to you. But if you dare to out them for what they've done to the American people and putting us all at risk, well, they don't seem to like it. Congressman Andy Ogles has done just that. He actually went through this man's criminal record and just decided to detail what judges kept releasing him. Now, because he put the names out there, they weren't too happy. And now they've written a letter, it looks like, to the governor of Tennessee, asking the governor for heightened security because they feel threatened by the comments. Joining us now to answer about all of this is the great congressman from the great state of Tennessee, I should say. Andy Ogles joins us now. We're excited to have him on the program today. There's a lot to discuss here. Congressman, thank you for joining. I'm excited to have you on. You're obviously one of the very few who are putting up a fight on all of this. We have sadly been infiltrated by people that do not share our values and think it's okay to do acts like this. You know, he's accused of sexually assaulting this woman outside of a church. Obviously, first responders stepping in, and sadly, this woman did not survive. So you decided to go through his criminal record and detail what judges specifically gave him time and time again the opportunity to reoffend. And now they're saying that their safety is at risk. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, you know, like you said, and thank you for, you know, covering this story, but, you know, this is an individual who'd been arrested 21 times. He'd been released over a dozen times. I mean, here's eight different mugshots of this guy. Like, if this isn't a cue for any judge, any prosecutor, that he does not belong in the streets, I mean, what else is there? And so, obviously, there's drug charges, right? Mm-hmm. But you have indecent exposure. You have sexual battery. This guy was a predator. This crime was preventable, and you literally have a woman who was raped to death on the steps of a church. If you and I were to write a screenplay about a case like this, and we were to present it to Hollywood, that judges would just allow someone like this back on the street, they would reject it because it's laughable. But it's happening. Mm-hmm. It just happened. And so that's why I've called for the National Guard to come to Nashville. When you have a wackadoodle state rep who used her car to literally block ICE, putting them in harm's way, you have a city mayor, a radical activist city mayor, who doxed ICE agents, potentially a federal crime. And now we have these judges who released a predator. And they say that it's political rhetoric. No, it's called accountability. This woman should be alive. She should have never been raped. And if these judges and the state rep aren't going to do their job, I'm going to do it for them. Because the people of Nashville deserve to be safe. Our wives, our sisters, our daughters deserve to be safe. This guy was from Somalia. If they had followed the law, he should have been arrested. And quite frankly, he should be deported. And so that's why I've reached out to ICE. And I've requested that he be deported as quickly as possible, because right now we're hearing that the district attorney is going to evoke Jillian's law and that this guy will never go to jail. He'll go to some cushy hospital and they'll release him in a few years. No way. No how. Enough is enough. I'm going to do everything I can to get this guy deported, that he's off the streets of Nashville and the women of Nashville are safe from this predator. And quite frankly, while I've been a leader on this issue, acknowledging the fact, like Paul Revere screaming and saying, they're coming, they're here, we've got to fight back. And if you don't believe me, look at Minneapolis. If you don't believe me, look at London and France, where you have cities that are overrun by migrants. There are no go zones in those cities. And then you look at Sweden, where the migrant population is, what, 10, 12%, but yet they're responsible for 80% of the rapes. No more.
Yeah. Well,
we have to acknowledge that they do not belong in this country.
Well, we do. And, you know, thankfully, President Trump is really putting this on the map for so many Americans.
Amen.
Who probably aren't familiar with this population and what goes on in their own countries. And we just played a couple of clips earlier in the show to detail that for them as well. But I want to get back to Jillian's law, because when you said that just really made me upset, because I didn't really know that they were trying to use this. And I want to dive into that, because that's something that's really meant for those who have mental illnesses. This is something that obviously is now being manipulated, if this is true, that they would use this law to go out there and to prevent someone who obviously brutally raped a woman. I know he's being accused of it, and he, of course, has his court date. But first responders were there to intervene in all of this. There's obviously eyewitnesses to this account. Explain the Jillian Law angle to this. How are you hearing this?
Well, obviously, we have sources. But that being said, is look, if this guy's mentally ill, then he can be mentally ill in his own country, not here, not on our streets, not in Nashville, not in Tennessee, and not in the United States. I'm going to get this guy deported, and I'm going to make sure that Nashville is safe from sexual predators like this guy. He should have never come to this country. Obama let him in back in 2015. Look, his culture, his community, his people do not belong here, period. I say it and I say it out loud. I get criticized for it, but enough is enough. And again, look at the facts. Europe is overrun. Sweden, and I go back, I just look at the data. The migrants are 10 to 12% of the population. They're responsible for 80% of the sexual assaults. No, I'm not going to tolerate this kind of nonsense. And the district attorney, how dare you, to try to get this guy off, a known sexual predator who raped a woman to death. That is not the purpose of this law. And like I said, I'm working with ICE. I've reached out to ICE. We're going to get this guy deported. He's not going to be on the streets of Nashville. And if the judges and the DA in Nashville are not going to do the job, by George, I'm going to do it for him.
the fact that we even have to argue this, it feels like common sense, but sadly we have DAs that don't want to do their job, that are being funded by liberals, liberal groups that despise this country and want to see it absolutely collapse. I can't even imagine how we have to make this argument. I'm going to reach out to the DA's office because this should not be allowed. That is infuriating that they're manipulating the laws to side with someone who, I mean, it's eyewitness accounts at this point. I mean, people saw what happened to this woman before she lost her life. I mean, this is totally egregious. The fact that it even happened outside of a church on their steps makes it even more just stomach turning at this point. It's absolutely egregious. And you cite, which is common sense, that if people really wanted to know more about Islam and about the people that were important to our country, all they have to do is crack open a Quran, over 100 verses in it, preach about violence, about encouraging their followers to conduct violence on non-believers. They believe that women who are non-believers could be used as sex slaves. It is in their own Quran. You don't have to sit here and just pretend like this isn't real. Read their own words. And we constantly are, and I know, Congressman, you're dealing with the pushback on all of this, because anyone who speaks out about this is targeted by groups like the Muslim Brotherhood, obviously, and CARA as well, who want to continue to sit there and pretend like you can't go out there and criticize these people. But the reality is this is what we've imported. So many, and it's not just you. I mean, Amy Meck is constantly dealing with threats because of these groups. When you look at states like Florida, when you look at states like Texas, who are brave enough to go out there and designate these two groups as terrorist organizations, what are your thoughts on that? Because we're hoping that this catches some momentum, obviously, and that other states also follow suit.
Absolutely. Quite frankly, we should do it nationally at the federal level. But that being said, during the Cold War, if a governor, if a president were to import known Russian spies, operatives, or individuals from the Eastern Bloc that were known, they don't like America, they're working for the other government, it would have been considered treasonous. And now you fast forward to the modern day, and we have the Obama and the Biden administration who literally flooded our communities with people from countries who hate us, They commit crimes. You look at Minneapolis, where you have billions of dollars in fraud committed by individuals who don't belong here, don't want to be a part of our society. They're just here to take advantage of the American taxpayer. And like I said, if you don't believe me, if you think this is political rhetoric, just look what's happening in Europe. Look at London. I just saw a video of a guy who tried to rape. She was 14 or 15 years old, and his defense was the fact that he's from another country, and in their country, it's okay. That individual doesn't belong in London. He does not belong in the United States. He does not belong in Tennessee. He does not belong in my community. Enough is enough. I'm not going to stick my head into the sand. I'm not going to back down, and I'm going to fight on this issue. It's my country. I want my country back, and I'm going to fight to my last breath.
Yeah, and we're thankful that you're that dedicated to the cause, because we know that this comes with a toll, and the toll usually is a lot of threats, a lot of name calling, and that's the reason why we can't back down from this. And you're not alone as well, like I mentioned earlier. I want to play clip 16 for you, because Stephen Miller, obviously one of the very outspoken members of the Trump administration on this subject matter, continues to hit this part out of the ballpark at this point. He doesn't fear the name calling anymore, and he's addressing the Somalian issue specifically. Take a listen.
So you see, with a lot of these immigrant groups, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, again, Somalia is a clear example here, not only is the first generation unsuccessful, but you see persistent issues in every subsequent generation. So you see consistent high rates of welfare use, consistent high rates of criminal activity, consistent failures to assimilate. But this shouldn't be a surprise, Will. It's just common sense. If Somalians cannot make Somalia successful, why would we think that the track record would be any different in the United States? Go third world country by third world country. No one's saying, look, there are people all over the world that are great people. But you look at the society. If Libya keeps failing, if the Central African Republic keeps failing, if Somalia keeps failing, right? If these societies all over the world continue to fail, you have to ask yourself, if you bring those societies into our country and then give them unlimited free welfare, what do we think is going to happen? You're going to replicate the conditions that they left over and over and over again.
Congressman, most people think it's discriminatory to sit here and say that we should not be bringing these people into the country. The president, obviously, looking for different ways to make sure that we stop importing people from Somalia and other countries that are from, obviously, third world countries, but most importantly, do not share our same values. What are your thoughts on the president's efforts this far and what Stephen Miller just said there?
Well, first off, you know, Stephen Miller is a dear friend of mine, and he hits the nail on the head. He says the quiet part out loud. When you're importing third world individuals with third world values, you can't be surprised that their community becomes a third world. You can't be surprised or pretend that you're surprised because, look, the worst welfare conditions in the United States of America are better than anywhere in Africa. Anywhere in that part of the world. And so they come here, from their perspective, they're living high on the hog, and they turn their communities into crime-riddled, predator-driven communities. They don't belong here. They will not assimilate here. Their cultures do not mesh with our culture. And at the end of the day, we have to acknowledge that. And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but to the judges in Nashville, when the woman was being raped, when she was taking her last breaths, where was her security? And if the judges think that they need more security, then I would challenge them, join me in calling out the National Guard, because every citizen of Nashville deserves that type of security, not just them sitting in their high tower. They're the ones who are releasing sexual predators onto our streets. They're the ones releasing predators and habitual criminals onto our streets. I've had enough. Yeah. This crime should have never have happened. This crime was preventable. The reason this woman was raped to death is because these judges let this guy. And look, if I had a pit bull, a dangerous pit bull, and I'm in a crowd and I let that animal go, I would be responsible for whatever that animal does. These judges are responsible for what this animal did.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And this is the problem that we're dealing with right now in this country. You know, law enforcement agencies, district attorneys, obviously, and judges just seem sometimes to be sympathetic towards these predators, these alleged predators. And they just continuously give them time and time to reoffend. I mean, we've talked about on the show, you know, I live in Texas, and sadly in Texas where I live, Dallas, over the last 2 years, we've seen 48 mosques be built. And it obviously has a lasting effect on a lot of us. We see it firsthand. But most importantly, I mean, I keep bringing this up because I think this needs to be the stamp moving forward. There was a man who followed me into my apartment complex. And although he's claiming not to be Muslim, he's not from this country. The documents that I've seen claim that he was born in Egypt. He told someone he was born in Egypt who reached out to me. But he followed me into my staircase. And the only way to get him out of my apartment complex was when I pulled a gun on him. And I think that's what every single woman in this country needs to start doing, because we can't trust these judges. We can't trust these law enforcement agencies. The police didn't even want to look into this. They described this as a flirting incident, this man who followed me into my home. So it's up to we the people to take this back and to make sure that we are able and ready to defend ourselves, because we are really dealing with this big, big issue here. And the president, obviously, and you guys are one of the very few who are fighting this good fight. But how do we turn things around when law enforcement agencies, judges are refusing to do their jobs and protect the people in this country?
Well, you know, I'll stand up for our first responders, and it was first responders, as you said, yeah, that ultimately intervened on this woman's behalf. You know, there were some firemen driving by in their truck. They pulled over. They ran out to try to rescue her. Ultimately, she succumbed to her injuries. But at the end of the day, I think courage is courageous. That is why I and a handful of other members of Congress are willing to talk about this issue. And what I'm seeing is more individuals, more members of Congress that are talking about it. And kudos to the president and Stephen Miller as well. I'm close to both of those leaders, and we must acknowledge the fact. And again, if you think it's political rhetoric, all you have to do is look at London.
Yeah.
Look at Paris. Look at Sweden, where they've literally designed rape-proof panties in Sweden because sexual crime has become an everyday occurrence in Sweden at the hands of these migrants. Enough is enough. When you import the third world values into your country, don't be surprised when it becomes a third world community. We have to fight back, and we have a radical city mayor who's sympathetic to these individuals. We have judges who are sympathetic to these individuals, and if they're not going to do their jobs, I took an oath of office to the people of the 5th District, to the people of Tennessee. I'm going to defend them. I will do it on the streets of Nashville. I'll ride through the community like Paul Revere and say, they're coming. It's time for us to stand up and take back our country.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we need to do. Before you go, though, I want to play this clip because I saw that you shared it, and it's one of the Metro Nashville councilwoman, Porterfield. She had a very interesting setup to the moment she's decided to start speaking, and we can use some comical relief. So, folks, take a listen to clip 17.
Good evening, everyone. Today is December the 4th. I want to start by acknowledging that this meeting is being held on the unceded, stolen land of the Cherokee, Shawnee, and Yuchi people, and to remind you that no one is illegal on stolen land built by stolen labor.
Okay, you guys are up against a lot in Tennessee right now. Just your thoughts about, I mean, what an open. What an open. What is she even talking about there?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that she can walk and chew gum at the same time. But that being said, you know, that is a chapter in our history. They were a conquered people, and the United States of America was built by the hands of individuals who came here, who wanted a better life, who assimilated and built the best nation in the world. We are the sole superpower. The worst day in the United States is better than anywhere else in the world. I stand by those comments. And oh, by the way, if you come into this country in violation of the law, you're an illegal and you should get the hell out.
I like that. That is one way to end a great interview, my friend. Thank you for calling in today. Thank you for joining us, Congressman Andy Ogles. We greatly appreciate your time as always. And keep up the good fight. It's worth fighting.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, a lot more underway. We're appreciative of Congressman Andy Ogles joining the program today. A lot there, a lot to take in. You know, again, this fight is the fight that's worth fighting because, folks, if we allow this to happen, what's happened throughout Europe, we keep talking about it. It's not about immigration. It's about conquering the West. And once you start accepting that, once you start realizing that, once we start reminding people of that, I mean, that's when we win. I mean, we have to keep telling people this is not about immigration. Stop with the immigration talk. This is a desire to conquer the West, and they've done so throughout Europe. But we are standing in the way right now. And this is a Christian nation, whether they want to believe it or not, this is a Christian nation. And you cannot sit here and conquer the West like how so they desire to do just that. It's very fascinating to sit back, watch, obviously, as many of you guys know, because It's a heated issue. It's a heated issue. We're thankful, though, Republicans are starting to get bold on this issue. Obviously, for places like Dallas, it's a little too late. It's a little too late, but we could save the rest of the country. And great work, Amy Mack over at the Rare Foundation. She does incredible work. I mean, incredible work. She was the one who was screaming from the top of the hill about how Florida is also being conquered as well. And I think most people didn't even realize it. Again, you don't realize it because, like in Texas, Epic, I've driven around, it is people who are able to just live in their own community. They don't have to travel out. They've got their supermarkets, their restaurants all nearby. In Epic, though, when you drive around the East Plano Islamic Center, they don't want you calling it that anymore, though. They have a new PR push for the Meadow. When you drive around there, the street names have been changed. And the street names, specifically because they own the land, they could do this, have been changed over to Islamic conquerors. I mean, what else do you need to see, folks? What else do you need to see? Again, Amy Mack doing incredible work over at the Rare Foundation. That is R-A-I-R Foundation. If you're not following her on X, you got to do so. She's uncovering all the truths. And she's also the one that got Florida to step it up and to go out there and to actually push back. She was screaming about this issue for a very long time, constantly posting clips of their own words being used against them at that point. I mean, we found out here in Collin County that there was a mosque taking in speakers that were talking about beating their wives, but don't beat your wife and leave a mark, giving them advice as to where you could hit your wives. To bring them back to the common sense, of course. And don't beat them till you kill them. No, just beat them enough so they get back onto the common sense angle of all this. The absurdity is off the charts, but that's what's going on right now in our country, so everyone needs to wake up. All right, we got more to discuss in just a few moments. Do not go anywhere. I'm going to dive into the Jasmine Crockett saga because this woman was grilled on running for the U.S. Senate. She doesn't realize she needs Hispanic voters, and she's backing out. She's trying not to use her words against her, of course. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. It's 40% off the entire website for a limited time over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. 40% off, folks.
For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. Globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not distributed around the world, that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere. And the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, then they also know things are so dangerous, they're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well. You can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that, but now this information's everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways, the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse in a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. Of course, thanks for staying put. All right, we obviously did a lot of digging in the first portion of the show. Thank you to Congressman Barry Loudermilk for joining the program. We asked him a lot of J6 related questions. He didn't sound too sold on the suspect who's now being accused of being the pipe bomber, of course, on January 6th. I mean, good to hear, of course. He did tell us, obviously, that he got the information from Bongino, and he just didn't sound, in my opinion, he didn't sound like he was sold. Obviously, he didn't come out and directly say that, but sounded like there was doubt. You'll have to take a listen, though. If you missed out on that interview, you'll have to listen back because, folks, I'm not really sold on it yet. I haven't seen the evidence. Also want to give a thank you to Congressman Andy Ogles for joining the program today. Obviously, he is one of the very few fighters we have out there looking to push back on this desire to conquer the West. I'm talking about Islam, and he's trying to fight it back in his state of Tennessee. Obviously, a judge is not very happy because he's outing them for, you know, exposing a woman who sadly lost her life. They exposed her to a violent criminal who shouldn't have been on the streets in the first place, a predator who had a criminal background. After repeatedly releasing this guy, who's Somalian, by the way, not a U.S. citizen, who was led into the country by the Obama regime. After repeatedly releasing this man, guess what happened? Well, sadly, he was allegedly caught raping a woman, and then she passed away. She died from those injuries. So what does Andy Ogle do as a great congressman from the beautiful state of Tennessee? Well, he releases their photos and names and specifically cites what crimes he was accused of at the time and what dates he was released on. Of course, if you're looking for consistency here, we got that for you because they're all Democrats. Surprise, surprise. Even the judge with the rainbow flag wrapped around her neck. And the bulk of them females. Why? Well, because females don't seem to understand what we're up against. Giving predators, sexual predators, time and time again, just the allowance of being able to go back out there and reoffend. We're up against a lot of stupidity these days. And it's devastating that a woman had to pay for their stupidity with her life. But Andy Ogle is fighting the good fights. And he's pushing back and they're not happy about it. Now they're worried about their safety, of course. Isn't that funny? Let's shift gears a little bit. Let's keep it on the stupidity topic because Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has announced that she's running for the U.S. Senate. And that's good news if you are Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's also running. But mainly because, well, Jasmine Crockett is not a very bright woman. In fact, if you are a Trump supporter and a minority, she goes after you because she thinks you should be dumb enough to just continue to fall around the narrative. I mean, the narrative that's been spun for a very long time now is minorities need to be loyal to Democrats. And if you decide to shy away, well, she'll call you a bunch of mean names. Well, now that she's looking for their votes because she needs it, right? The numbers aren't on her side. President Trump won Texas by earning over 56% of the popular vote here in the state. She's got to figure out a way to backtrack on the things that she said in the past. Also, her announcement video was so ridiculous. I mean, it's her, just her, main focus of the show. It's Jasmine Crockett with President Trump calling her a low IQ person. I mean, this is what you do when you're a self-absorbed piece of garbage. Instead of showing the videos of you helping your constituents, you would show a video of yourself because who else matters? According to Jasmine Crockett, no one. No one. Well, she was called out on CNN about this. And you know, it's really, really bad when it's Jake Tapper doing just that. Take a listen to clip 7.
Your official announcement is just a video of you and an image of you while insults of President Trump of you play in the background. Why that decision? I mean, one of your opponents, Tallarico, he had a video him with constituents, him with Texans. Why you solo?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. Number one, I wanted to do something different. Because number one, in order to flip the state of Texas, we're going to have to do something that we've never done. So I wanted to stay on brand with the fact that we would be different. I also wanted people to understand who the president sees as a real threat, and it is me.
No. The president doesn't see you as a threat. The president sees you as stupid. As the mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. That's why he keeps pushing you. He keeps saying your name because he wants the American people to think that you are the future of the party so they stop supporting your party. You see, you're so dumb every time you open your mouth, stupidity leaks, spews. And she's so dumb, which is crazy because, by the way, although she continues to go out there and have a little ghetto hood rat accent, she's actually not. She actually comes from a very privileged background with a very expensive tuition tab to add to it in private schools. Most Americans, even white Americans, don't even have that level of luxury. But she does. She continues to go out there and spew these lies and continues to pretend like she's a real threat. She's not a threat to President Trump. Folks, you could put her up against anyone. They'd win automatically. Because once that woman opens her mouth, you know she's low IQ. You know she's race-baiting trash. That's all she does is go out there and try to drum up the hatred in this country. The reason why she put out that video that you saw there, the announcement video, and it was focused on her face was because that's all she cares about. This is the Jasmine Crockett show. And thankfully, here in the great state of Texas, we actually just drew her off the congressional map. That was our service to the American people, just completely wiping out her seed. And now she needs a plan B. Well, because what else is she going to do? So now she has to run for the U.S. Senate. She knows she's not going to win. She was on Jake Tapper's show saying, oh, the polling numbers, if I face Ken Paxton, are crazy. I mean, Republicans are going to leave Ken Paxton and vote for me. That's the numbers we're seeing. Well, she never showed us those numbers. And she did say she was going to run and announce her run after Thanksgiving. Took her a little time to announce it, of course. Why? Well, because she had to make sure that the Supreme Court was actually going to finalize that her congressional map was, or district was no longer on the map. And so now she's launched her bid. Why? Well, because she needs a job. She needs a job. And so the political theatrics must continue on. And of course, as someone who's going to do a show 3 hours a day, I got to say, I'm loving the free content. Thank you, Jasmine. But she does absolutely nothing for the American people. Useless. Useless. Now, she's also being grilled in clip 8. You're going to listen to this about how she's referred to Hispanic voters, because Hispanics in this country, they understand communism. They've seen it firsthand when they come to this country. They try to shift away from it. Obviously, I come from Florida. I've been to Florida. I know how Hispanic voters are there. They do not like communists at all. They know what they fled. So Jasmine Crockett in the past, who has gone after them and called them certain names to kind of bully them into being loyalists to this communist party in this country right now, well, it's not really going over well for her. Take a listen.
I'll ask you about a quote that you've made that has some Democrats worried about your ability to win statewide. In a December 2024 Vanity Fair profile, you talked about, quote, and I'm going to read a lot of the quotes just to put it in the context, quote, all the complexities within the Latino community, the immigration thing has always been something that has perplexed me about this community. It's basically like, I fought to get here, but I left y'all where I left y'all, and I want no more y'all to come here. If I wanted to be with y'all, I would stay with y'all, but I don't want y'all coming to my new home. It almost reminds me of what people would talk about when they would talk about kind of like slave mentality and the hate that some slaves would have for themselves. It's almost like a slave mentality that they have. Now, about the time that that was published last year, around 1 million Latino voters in Texas were voting for Trump. Do they all have slave mentality?
No, and that's not what that said at all, to be clear. It did not say that every Latino has that type of mentality.
No, but slave, the ones that vote for people who believe in strong or Trump's immigration policies.
So I don't believe that the people that voted for Trump believe in what they're actually getting.
Ah, so we're stupid enough to vote and support President Trump that, in fact, we're so dumb that Jasmine Crockett's here to save us all. Oh, yeah. You support the enforcement of immigration laws. You support not allowing invaders into our country, flooding into our country. You support that? Well, you think you support that, but you don't know any better. Come here, dummy. I mean, Jasmine Crockett is such a troll. She has no idea how to even backpedal. I mean, Jake Tapper literally said, hold on, I'm going to read this quote. It's very long, so it's not taken out of context. And she had to still go, oh, that's not what I meant there. That's exactly what you meant there. It wasn't a slip up of words. And it's the same woman who called Texans deplorable. And she did so. We have the video. We played it yesterday. This woman doesn't love Texas. She doesn't love Americans. She was sent here because she hates Texas. And she figured she was going to run in a really easy district. And that's why every time you see her at a congressional hearing, she's screaming. She's trying to make herself the subject matter. Got to get that clip in. The cable news companies and all of them reach out to you constantly to get you on their shows. That's exactly what she's doing here. She's platforming herself. You see, politics is for those who would never thrive in Hollywood. It's all these failures who continue to try to find another way to get in front of the camera. That's why you have Jasmine Crockett. Not a very intelligent lawyer. Not a very intelligent woman. And she just sits here and stereotypes those who have a difference in opinion. She'd probably also say that my girl, Sarah Gonzalez, has a slave mentality. Remember when Sarah confronted Jasmine Crockett when she was talking in Dallas? It was a great video. They actually, poor Sarah, they did physically assault her on the way out the door. But she did make a great point. And that is that Jasmine Crockett's a fake hood rat. That's why me and Sarah are friends. She's got the guts to do stuff like that. But also, in case you need like any more backing that this woman is a horrible person, let me play clip 9 for you, because Jasmine Crockett is really going out there and celebrating the victory of Zohran Mahdani. Zohran Mahdani, the communist Muslim who was brought to this country in 2018, was given citizenship. But 2014, of course, they had their plan to run him prior to being a U.S. citizen for mayor of New York City. And Jasmine Crockett sees his victory as a possible victory for Texas as well. Take a listen.
Let me tell you something. Mahdani has not backed down whatsoever from his rhetoric against the president. In the Oval Office, he stood there and he said what he said about him being a fascist, yet he was able to win those voters. So Democrats that believe the only way that you can win is by being soft and sounding like a Republican, that is not true. What people are looking for are people that are tough and are fighters and are going to fight for them.
Well, I'll agree with her on one thing. Republicans are soft. They are soft. But trying to compare yourself and your campaign and whatever else to Zohran Mahdani is a very scary thing, given the fact that guy's never had a job. He's a communist, obviously. He's about to start seizing private property. He's looking to do that. He's also bringing on very violent criminals who are going to lecture the rest of the world about criminal justice reform. Because, of course, they are the voice of reason right now. So he's giving those people a platform, of course. But listen, hey, if Democrats want to run this game, they want to put these people forward as their faces of the Democratic Party, good luck. Good luck. You see, I don't want to say one party's better than the other, but gosh, if you guys are going full in on the commie movement, well, it's not going to go over well for you. It's not. That's why so many Americans are fleeing, the moderates are fleeing, because they don't know what to do anymore. It's not your grandfather's Democratic Party anymore. They have fully brought on the communists. And they're welcoming them in. People like Zohran Mahdani, Jasmine Crockett, and others are here not because they loved this country and they want to make it a better place, but because they are here to destroy it. They are here to destroy it. Let's switch up topics a bit. Tucker Carlson's going off about the FBI. I'm just so happy to see that others are jumping on board. See, I don't want to be too premature when I started noticing a little things, you know, not going too well. Because the American people voted for a reformed FBI. We wanted it gutted. We wanted it reformed. Some of you wanted it eliminated completely. I just thought that was a little bit of a dream. But even the FBI director once had that dream of turning the Hoover Building into a museum. Doesn't seem to be the case. In fact, he is a very proudful nowadays FBI employee, constantly wearing their raid jackets during pressers. He's proud to be a member of the institution, the one that he spoke so negatively about. Things have changed, and it's quite strange to sit back and watch. I mean, this is the guy that wrote the book about government gangsters, Kash Patel. He knew what the FBI has done. He knows what the FBI has done. And now all of a sudden, he's getting cushy. He loves this agency, probably because, well, all those private jet rides you get to take, the security details, it makes it feel like you matter. And maybe we do need to preserve this. Well, good news is, in clip 19, you're going to hear Tucker Carlson sound off on the current FBI and the leadership change, which obviously Tucker, by the way, his former colleague, Dan Bongino, the deputy director of the FBI, well, the both of them, they've worked together. So understand that perspective when Tucker makes these remarks. Take a listen.
I just don't have a ton of confidence in the FBI or the men who run it. And I'm not saying that out of ignorance at all.
That's a scary part, too.
I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying, no. I think it's really important that we have that.
Yeah. And also,
and I have no, I
never wanted to think
Twitter
any of this.
Shit, like leaders of the FBI are on Twitter. Like what?
Okay. So listen, the reason why this is so problematic is the fact that the Twitter angle to all of this is what was in Miranda Devine's report. I can promise you this, though. I know that the guys over at the FBI, leading the FBI right now, really care about what you put on X. Like, really, really care. Like, it really bothers them when you say things that criticize them. They have been hyper-focused on that. In fact, if they see something on social media that they do not like, I have heard from several individuals who work for companies that they do make personal phone calls to bosses to get certain content pulled down. Now, time and time again, this is what we continue to hear. They even, in fact, didn't like Miranda Devine over at the New York Post, her report regarding that, because obviously there was a report that was put out by individuals who were very happy to see President Trump get elected and wanted to see him make the reforms necessary
for the FBI. Well, they put out a report card and they did highlight the fact that these men do care extensively about that, about what's being said about them online. And so hear me out. Right now you have a group of individuals who truly care about what you're posting on social media. If you're saying mean things about them, they don't like that. It's not even mean things. It's criticism. They don't like it. In fact, we saw that because after that report was released, Dan Bongino did put out a tweet going after Miranda Devine, calling her deep state divine. You're going to call it fake news, but you're also going to respond to the criticism that says that you spend way too much time caring about social media comments. Come on, guy. Get it together. Maybe get off of X, stop this nonsense, and do your damn job. And I know that they're working hard. I know Dan's working hard. But you're working hard on all the wrong things. I believe one of his comments was the old guard. Like Devine is like advocating for the old guard. Literally, the woman who advocated for the Hunter Biden laptop to be released in the New York Post literally went to bat. According to my sources, she went to bat. Those sources telling me that Fox News didn't want the story. It was punted. And Miranda Devine pushed for that story to be released in the Post because she pushed for it, released it. Now, all of a sudden, you want us to believe that Miranda Devine is deep state? Why? Because she said mean things about you not doing your job? Being more concerned about social media points? I mean, heck, you just proved Miranda's reporting to be factually true. And keep in mind, folks, as you hear Tucker, obviously he's alluding to the fact that he was someone who first got a hold of that document about Thomas Crooks, the first assassin, the first individual, the suspect who tried to kill President Trump, who's deceased now. So what is he alluding to there? Well, he's telling you, obviously he's telling you, that he has no confidence in these people. He reached out for comment before releasing that story. And instead of actually working with Tucker Carlson's team, they responded by challenging him. Well, how do you know it's authentic? Why would you ask that question? Because we all know it's authentic. I was later given that same document, so was Miranda. And we know that it's authentic. And then they were forced to admit, okay, yeah. So he's got like 15, maybe 19 social media accounts. The previous administration saying he had no social media following. They were on the record saying that. It wasn't until Tucker Carlson released it first, and myself and Miranda Devine also releasing our follow-up and screenshots. That's when they got involved. Listen, folks, we didn't sign up for this. This was not something that we wanted, but we are here. We are here now. Do I have confidence in the FBI? No. No. Especially when the FBI Director Kash Patel decides to go out and who announced on X the arrest of individuals who apparently were looking to carry out a terror plot on Halloween. Now, keep in mind, he's a former prosecutor. One would assume that you wouldn't release that information. Why? Well, because you haven't made all the arrests. So why would you put that out there? Well, the FBI agents, who obviously are very noble, had to clean up his mess again, which resulted in multiple arrests being carried out days later after Cash put out that tweet. And what they allege in the criminal complaint was that these men, were trying to carry out an ISIS-inspired terror plot. That's what's currently being accused. But again, the very last round of suspects that were wrapped up and arrested, guess what happened? Well, one of them was actually trying to flee the country when he noticed that his friends were being arrested by the FBI because Patel released that information prematurely. He was very excited to announce this. Why? Well, because Kyle Serafin was putting out information about his use of the private jet. Now, again, nothing really illegal so far, an ethical issue, but it was one that was worth his attention when Christopher Wray, the former FBI director, was using that jet for personal use. He wasn't happy. He criticized him multiple times for it and got nasty about it too. So now the roles are reversed and Kyle Serafin's holding him to the same set of standards that he set for himself. Well, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. And so he released the arrest so quickly before all of the people involved in this criminal complaint were in fact arrested. And so what do we have here? Well, we have right now a massive issue. And we have two guys who are running the FBI like amateurs. And again, we're not just trying to say this because, well, we don't like them. I know myself, I was the one on X, like the idiot, telling y'all that we needed to back Cash Patel. It was cash or nothing. Well, I'm the fool. Because guess what? They're not doing their jobs, whether it's not they're not doing it or there's someone else running the machine. Be transparent with the American people. Why haven't we seen actual arrests? Why are a lot of these people being, first off, fired so that they actually have grounds to sue? Remember, we talked about that story yesterday, those 12 FBI agents who were kneeling during the BLM riots. Well, the FBI has a tradition where instead of firing you because they don't want you to be able to get a massive settlement, that they usually just put you on unpaid suspension. You know, my guys are very well familiar about this. Kyle Serafin, Garrett O'Boyle, Steve Friend as well. The FBI did it to them for years. So when they didn't want to pay them, they knew exactly how to go about doing just that. So long story short, we have an FBI not doing their job right now. And they're more concerned about what you're posting on social media. And it's not even specifically about going after politics. It's literally criticizing them. Them. And they're making careless mistakes in the process of all of this. Now we hope President Trump has something up his sleeve. Because there's a lack of professionalism coming right now from the FBI is pretty significant right now. You have a director who not only is going out there and saying, oh, it's fake reports, even though we know it's factually correct. But then he's got his girlfriend filing lawsuits against one of his biggest critics and others. It's an absolute mess. This is a PR nightmare. The lack of transparency, the rush to go to a friendly little media outlet that won't ask any follow-up questions. We all see through it. The American people see through it. This wasn't the FBI we voted for. Tucker Carlson's spot on. I don't have confidence in them, and I'm sure you don't either. All right, folks, we're getting ready to kick off the next hour of the show. Just some overview, I guess I should say. Aaron Wright's going to be joining me in studio in just a few moments. We've got a lot to talk about in regards to, you know, I mean, we could talk about Jasmine Crockett. Obviously, he's running for AG here in Texas. But Jasmine Crockett, man, she's absolute garbage. We'll talk about that a bit. We'll also talk with him about CARE in Florida, because they are now being designated as a terrorist organization by the governor. Very important, of course, because Texas led the way on this one. And this was a big one. Also, the Muslim Brotherhood being wrapped up into all of this. So we'll get his reaction to just that. Plus, last week, the Supreme Court kind of clearing the way, I guess, for the Texas congressional maps to be allowed in the 2026 midterm election. Now, this is a massive, massive victory, given the fact that it's not looking good for Republicans so far. I'm not very confident. I know we've had pollsters like Mark Mitchell on this show who's saying that it's not looking good for the midterm. So this is a big win. This is a big one. We'll ask him about just that in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We got 40% off site-wide. That is going on for a very limited time. So you got to stop what you're doing right now and head on over before this sale ends. Over at thealexjonesstore.com, we have those brand new creatine gummies. Everyone should grab some of those. The blue raspberry is my favorite. Also, of course, methylene blue, also on sale, 40% off. You got to grab it while you can, while supplies last, over at thealexjonesstore.com. Don't go anywhere.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel. So that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. The Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.